It's Tuesday, the 2nd of September. And it's a lovely, still, calm morning, but it's grey. All grey skies. But it's dry. That's the first bonus, I guess. It is. It's pretty calm. Pretty still. Slept well last night. Even though I was up twice. Must stop drinking tea in the evening. Oh, hello, Mr. Blackbird. I didn't spot you there. He's just sitting just up and across to my right in a branch, sitting quietly. If he hadn't moved his head, I probably wouldn't have even seen him. He's had his porridge this morning, as has Mrs. And little Dunnock is down, picking up the tiny wee pieces. Got them all onto porridge now. They'll be far better for it. I get them through the window. It's funny to watch the Dunnock with even a little bit of porridge. Those tiny, tiny wee needle-like beaks that you're used to picking up. Tiniest insects. Even a small, very small bit of porridge has to break up. Aha. The wasps are about. They're in their hordes. Not here, but on Sunday at the car boot, they were everywhere. There were people panicking. Isn't it amazing? Grown men and women, but grown men panicking, running like mad, waving their arms, ducking their heads down, screaming. Even one to such an extent that he bars completely into a stallholder's table and almost destroyed the whole display just to get away from a wee wasp. Yes. I know people have got it in their head about wasps. It doesn't bother me one bit, but then maybe I'm slightly mental anyway. No, take the maybe away there. Actually, I had one on my glasses and it was running along the top and round the sides of the right hand lens. Didn't bother me one bit, and people were going, "Oh, there's a wasp in your glasses, there's a wasp in your glasses, oh, run, run." No, you run, I'll stay. Wasp won't bother me if I don't annoy it, it will go away. They are a nuisance. Like the one that's just rested on my hand. It'll go away though. People's fears of tiny wee things, like an elephant fears mice in case it runs up its trunk. That's the story they tell you. Can you imagine a mouse wanting to run up an elephant's trunk, even if it could? But maybe it's not all about whether it could or not, it's maybe the elephant thinks it might. Like people are frightened of spiders, wasps and bees. I can understand wasps, but I don't understand bees, because bees will not annoy you. They may come to you, but then they'll go away again. They're not really interested in you at all. Wasps are a nuisance. As are big metal aeroplanes flying overhead. I'm watching about 3 feet from my nose, two creamy white aphids passing each other on a leaf. I wonder if they said hello. Hi, it's me, Bert. Actually, do you know that I'm studying that ornamental grass? There's actually hundreds of those wee things all over the stems and leaves. Focusing. Yes, fears. We've all got fears. I personally don't fear. I was going to say anything. I don't fear things like wasps and being charged down by an elephant, or not that much chance of that, but earthly things, in other words. I don't think there's anything I fear. I wouldn't want to be put in a cage with a tiger or something like that, but I mean, that's different. But which I'm grateful for. But I guess, if I'm being honest, there are things I fear. I fear, is fear too strong a word? Can you dilute fear to worry, concern? I do fear. Losing my mind. I do fear being old and decrepit and lying in a bed being tended to. I do fear becoming a wizened old man that is hard to bear. Those are the things I fear. I'd rather just not be here than be that any of us. But unlike a wasp, fearing a wasp, it's not something you can run away from, it's something you actually have to face. And get your head around things and try and not to be that way if you possibly can. And be, I don't know. There's a lovely scent in the air this morning. A fresh kind of, like fresh green linen. I don't say green linen because it's a kind of greeny smell. Thing is, is it actually there? Or like my other smells, phantom smells. I'm still smelling smoke, not today, but on a regular basis, inside the house or outside. As in fag smoke, like my dad. I still smell smoke from a chimney, from a coal fire, when there isn't any. But only occasionally. I guess there's a kind of theme running here about smoke. There's definitely a lovely, sweet, green linen smell this morning. And a wee birdie. Two wee birdies. Maybe three. Lovely here. Do miss that bird song. Many a morning I come out here and there's nothing. It's terrible.